From spooky legends past, down through generations, to haunted locations that hold a ghostly past. Come one, come all, come finders and seekers. Hear the creepy side of Eva.
Welcome to the creepy side of NEPA. I am Dan Kozlowski. Before we jump into tonight's episode, I'd like to take a moment, like I do on every show, to remind all of our listeners, or maybe you're a new listener to the creepy side, please like, subscribe, or follow the creepy side of NEPA on whichever podcasting platform that you're listening to us on. And also be sure to follow WNEP's creepy side of NEPA on Facebook. That is the best way to always be informed on the latest show information. Wow, hard to believe, here we are, just about a week until Halloween. Wow, this Halloween season flew by. Well, joining us this evening on the creepy side of NEPA is Julie Thomas. Julie is the general manager of the AV Restaurant in downtown Scranton. The AV Restaurant has been picked by Food Network back in 2019 as the most haunted restaurant in all of Pennsylvania. Julie's here this evening to share with us some of her personal experiences and also some stories shared with her from guests and other employees. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So what's some of the history of your restaurant that makes it one of the haunted, well, the most haunted restaurant in Pennsylvania?
So 320 Penn Avenue has always carried a darker history. During the devastating influenza pandemic of 1918, when Scranton's hospitals were overrun, this building's basement was serviced as a temporary morgue. The bodies of victims were stored here until funeral parlors and cemeteries could keep up with the overwhelming demand.
Well, that's just a little bit creepy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. To make matters even eerier, an 1879 Scranton City Directory lists 320 Penn as the site of R. Schoenfield's undertaker and coffin business, meaning the building was tied to death long before the pandemic.
I think I did hear about the morgue, but I never heard about the coffin business located there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
So that has a long past of death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, old building with a lot of old wounds.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. And what was it before you guys moved in?
So it's it's well known. It was the Banshee Irish pub.
Okay. What year were you guys moved into?
So we moved here in Scranton from Moosic in 2017.
Okay, so you guys have been there a little while now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what are some of the more creepy or paranormal things that happened to you there in the property?
So me in particular, there's been a few instances now. I mean, you always have the just sense of being watched or seeing something out of the corner of your eye.
And I'm sure being the general manager, you're there the most when nobody else is.
Yes, yes. And that's when typically things will happen the most. When, you know, I notice when the restaurant is, you know, bustling in action, that's when they're very quiet. It's when, you know, there's not a lot of people around, that's when you'll get the most action. But me in particular, there was one time where we were getting ready to open. We haven't opened yet. We were here late night, just kind of finishing some last minute details, about to get the restaurant ready to open. And we were downstairs and we heard what sounded like children running back and forth on the upstairs level. Sure enough, we walked upstairs. There was nobody up here. But children, we could hear running back, up and down, like they were playing. Then there was one time where we were getting ready for a party upstairs. We came downstairs. Nobody was in the building. It was just me and one other person. We went back upstairs, and the bar and all of the cupboards around the bar were just wide open. Every Ooh. Single one, the bar cooler, every single cupboard, wide open. It was the strangest thing.
Yeah, and if you see like one open, you could kind of explain that, oh, maybe the wind or someone walked by it, brushed up, but not all of them.
Something. Yep. Every single one, even the beer cooler that has like a suction on it.
Right.
So you have to physically open it. And it was just me and this one other person. So that was real funny.
Now, when you talk about the upstairs, is there anything upstairs? Is that basically like your banquet facility?
It is, yes. So we do private parties and events in our upstairs space.
Okay, so it isn't used all the time.
No.
And when it's not being used, there's no apartments or anything up there. There's nothing that would explain those noises.
No, nothing. No, it was the weirdest thing. And then there have been times where, you know, things will kind of just fall. So we use candles in the middle of our tables.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been times where they'll just, you know, they'll be in the center of the table. You'll go into another room. All of a sudden, the candle is smashed onto the ground.
Wow.
Yes, it's very interesting.
So have you seen anything there?
Now, there has been a long history of people seeing apparitions. Most famously, there's the man in black that's in the basement. And then there's the little girl in white that's in our upstairs space. We have a lot of stories from, you know, people who used to work at the Banshee and a few of my employees who have seen these apparitions. Myself, I have not. I have only seen, you know, dark figures in the corner of my eye. But you always try and tell yourself, like, oh, you know, I was just, you know, something in my vision. You know?
You always say, oh, you're seeing things, or, oh, that's not really there. Mm. Yep. I understand exactly what you're saying. So the guy in black, was that basically seen, like, on the lower level of the restaurant or, like, in the basement?
In the basement.
Okay. And that was where the morgue once was, right?
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, especially being in black, I wonder if he has ties to that at all.
Yeah, it's a tall figure in like a dated overcoat. He's been seen standing at the bottom of the main staircase, just staring silently before vanishing. And there was one story where someone was here eating before it was AV at the Banshee, where they brought their son, and their son got distracted by something or someone, and they followed them into the basement. And sure enough, when the mom went to go and grab him, you know, asking, where are you going? Why would you go and do that? You're not supposed to be down here. And he said, well, the man in the black coat told me to follow him.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that one just gave me the creeps when I heard that.
Yeah, when you're in the basement, you do feel eyes on you. It feels like you're being watched. Now, everyone feels a different type of way. Some people do get, you know, the eerie spooks about it. Me, it feels almost like a curiosity. Like they're just watching you and seeing what you're doing and kind of just like inquisitive. Like,
yeah, they're just wondering what you're up to.
Yeah, like it doesn't feel super dangerous to me anyways. I know other people have expressed that that's not how they feel about it, but.
And I heard that. I've been doing this show for probably about 6 years now, and I heard that from a lot of guests, that they don't really feel like they're in danger when they see these things. They're more like they're just wondering what they're up to. Maybe they might play a joke on them. Maybe they'll open up the cupboards like you mentioned earlier, but nothing. They're not out to harm them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I think.
Now, have most of these things be seen by your employees or yourself, or have your guests been seeing paranormal stuff also?
So I would say both. The employees will see it more just because they are here more often when, you know, the place is more quiet, you know, late night, you know, hanging out here at the end of the shift. Customers, I have heard a few stories of customers seeing things, but honestly, when customers are here and it's in the action of things, it's almost like they hide. You know, the customers want to see them so badly and want something to happen, but it's like they just kind of wait until they feel, it's almost like they feel safe enough
It's almost like when it's quiet, they come out, and when they feel it's more, they feel it's more safe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like on a busy, bustling Saturday night, you almost never hear of anything going on. But on a Saturday night, say at 2 a.m, when we're wrapping up and getting ready to leave, that's when you hear, something going on.
Of course, that's when all the creepy stuff happens in the middle of the night.
Of course.
Now, we mentioned earlier in the episode of how you guys won the 2019 award for the most haunted restaurant in Pennsylvania. How did that come about?
You know, that's a good question. I actually do not know how that came about. I mean, this building in general has always been known to be quite haunted, and it has always had such a dark history. So I guess it came about just because the history that lends this place.
I was just wondering if that was something you had to submit stories to, or they just sort of did their own research and named you guys the most haunted restaurant.
They did their own research, and then they came to us to kind of get a better idea of, what, personally we went through. But they did their own research.
And I mean, that's a pretty neat title to have, especially around now. Especially around October. Yeah. Everyone's looking for that creepy place to go to and check out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen more business after that award? Or more people looking to see something, I guess?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, the building's history really sparks curiosity.
I mean, I could definitely understand that just by hearing the little bit of history that you gave me, how it was always sort of intertwined with the afterlife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's not many places that have that kind of history, that kind of dark history that you hear about anyway.
Mm-hmm. And, everyone is so intrigued when they hear the history of the place and the stories that we have. You know, it really does make them want to kind of, see if they could see a little something for themselves.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. And just like just being in that one, your business wasn't there in that one location, but just that building being there since the early, probably 1800s, the things mm-hmm. that building must have seen over the years.
It has very old bones. The walls of this place has seen a lot. And even if you don't believe in ghosts, I mean, the energies, I believe energies have memories. And you can see that here.
And that is one thing that downtown Scranton has for it. And a lot of places in this area, this the history and the places that have been there for so many years. Other places don't have that. They have a lot of new construction, a lot of new buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the history really lends itself to, add another layer to the businesses down in downtown Scranton.
It kind of adds that charm.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And if anyone was interested in coming to check out the AV restaurant, do you have a website? And where are you guys located at?
Yes, we do have a website. It's just av-restaurant.com. And we're located at 320 Penn Avenue in downtown Scranton.
And what are your hours?
We're open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner service, 5 to 9.
Well, Julie, I'd like to thank you for joining us this evening, taking a little time out of your, I'm sure you have a busy schedule.
Well, absolutely. It was great talking about this. It's great talking about all of this stuff.
It was great hearing from you. I actually heard about your restaurant being haunted a couple years ago, and finally having a chance to talk to you on the show is great. Thank you for joining us. I hope you have a good night.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Creepy Side of NEPA. I hope you enjoy this Halloween season. One more week, like I said earlier, until the big day, Halloween 2025. I hope you're able to join us next week right here on October 30th for our last episode of the Halloween season. But until then, enjoy The Creepy Side of NEPA.
This has been The Creepy Side of NEPA. If you have a spooky story that took place in northeastern or central Pennsylvania, send it to ghost@wnep.com. for your chance to share it on an upcoming episode. We're dying to hear from you.